Hey guys, welcome to the Farmers League podcast. This is a little bit of a warning. There will be some strong language, but if you're okay with that, let's jump in. This is World Cup week two. Week two, mate. England are qualified. We're through to the last 16.
Breaking news. Right, we said that both games were 0-0 a minute ago. Breaking news, guys. It's 1-0 in both games now. What?
Why? Mexico, guys, 1-0
up against Saudi Arabia. And for you Argentines, you're a goal up against Poland. Come on.
Ooh, see, so that, and do you know what I mean? We're right on the cutting edge of football all the time. So we're providing you with the score updates.
So Argentina, as it stands, are top in that group.
Fucking, I bet BBC ain't even getting out this fast.
It's madness, mate.
It's just a shame this is be pre-recording. It'll come out tomorrow. So,
do you reckon it'll be out tomorrow?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, why not?
I've got really lax on the editing recently, so it's just showing any old shit out.
It's not like you've got a job at the minute, so do you know what I mean? Like,
all right, mate. All right.
just rubbing salt in the wounds.
Yeah. And I can't afford that salt at the moment, so sweet.
How do you feel then about England qualified?
On one of the previews, I said we're going to fucking struggle against Iran and that sort of shit. And I think if we had played Iran a week later, there might have been a bit of a stiffer competition to us. Wales just were never with it at all, were they, for the whole thing?
Mate, Wales were pathetic.
Yeah, no, they were shit. I thought they'd be more up for it against us. USA provided the stiffest competition, and that was just a shit game.
Wales, right, arguably were as bad as Qatar, right? So they got a draw out of us, right? But Wales had -5 goal difference and Qatar had -6. Yeah. And you could argue Qatar have got a more difficult group than Wales had. So obviously, you know Wales' group, isn't it? And then Qatar had Netherlands, Senegal and Ecuador. So, mate, I'm going to put it out there. I think Qatar didn't do as bad as Wales did. How bad's that?
Well, yeah, I mean, Wales, they got that one draw, didn't they, against USA, and they really had to fucking rally for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, at one point, I was thinking, fucking hell, Iran can do this. I thought...
I thought Iran were going to qualify. At one point, I thought, oh my God, what's going on?
Yeah, I was talking to my mate while I was watching the game. I was talking to him over in Seattle. Over on the West Coast. Yeah, I had to check that in my head there. And he was saying like it was a bit nervy. It was 1-0 and it was a little bit fucking nervy. Especially as Captain America, as they call him.
Mr. Croatia.
Yeah, Mr. Croatia.
The LeBron of soccer.
He got injured.
You can't get a game at Chelsea.
In scoring. Yeah, I know. It's weird, isn't it? Pulisic. But I think that says a lot about fucking Chelsea at the moment. But anyway, yeah. So it is a bit of a crazy one. But yeah, no, we're through. We seem to have a slightly better first game. I think we're going to end up against France if we get through that game, though, which is a little bit of a worry.
That's if France get through theirs, mind.
Yeah,
which they will.
It hasn't come up who they've got yet, has it? That'd be in these games, I think.
I think they're waiting to do the brackets, aren't they? I think they. Yeah, not too sure. To be, oh, for fuck's sake, fucking Instagram fucked me off, right? You type in Sky, and then you go, oh, Sky Sports, that's what I want, and you click that, and then suddenly puts in search engine in, like some random shit.
Yeah, so I think they'll be playing second place from today.
Yeah, they're not in the bracket yet, mate. No.
So I think they will be playing second place from today.
Yeah.
So depends on how that goes. I mean, if I was Mexico, it's one of those things. Mexico now 2-0 up. Update, wow. just in. 53rd minute. But if Poland could fucking draw or beat Argentina, that'd be fucking a joke, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If they can pull that back. And have Argentina go through as the second round face France. That's like what the people want for the final. And that could be your first knockout the last 16.
Yeah.
Just be fucking unbelievable, that would.
Mate, the starting 11 they put out right, against Wales, apart from your best mate, Jordan Henderson, I don't think I'd change that going forward now. And, like, you know, the team we knocked up, right, and we said you'd play Mount, wouldn't you? Not Mount, sorry. You'd play Foden and you'd play Saka. He's obviously, he dropped Mount and he dropped Sterling, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then he played Foden and Rashford. I think those two definitely have got to go straight into the starting 11, haven't they?
I don't know if he's just scared to play, like...
How can he be scared? Rashford's going to win the Golden Boot, mate. What are you saying?
No, but do you know what I mean? I think he's, like, scared to start Foden. I think the pressure got to him with it. I don't understand.
Mate, he got bullied into it, didn't he? He got bullied into it 100%. But it's the right thing to do, mate.
Kane, I've been disappointed with. It always seems that whenever we talk about football, whenever I talk about football, especially international football, obviously I don't care about him for fucking Tottenham, I always go, do you know what? I'm a little bit disappointed with Kane.
I told you before, mate, he's a penalty merchant. He's nothing more than a fucking penalty merchant. Said this ages ago. It will break my heart if he gets that record, mate. I'm telling you. But what I can say, mate, is a little bit of a question for you. You ready for this, bad boy?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Is there a case to be made for Tottenham to drop Harry Kane or cash in on Harry Kane and put the new R9 up front for Spurs? New Richarlison, Cry Moore up front
the
for
Rolls
Spurs.
Royce.
What do you reckon? He can clearly do it, mate.
I mean, I think it's amazing that fucking Brazil have come out and actually just started him straight away and just fucked everyone else who...
Just binned Jesus straight away.
But to be fair, Jesus hasn't been on amazing goal-scoring form recently.
He hasn't been in the Prem either, has he, apart from start of the season?
No, so fucking Richarlison has come in and fucking... I mean, that's his at the moment, isn't it? Like, it's his to lose.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
And if he can carry that going into January or the end of December into January, he'd be fucking unbelievable. There's got to be a thing there, aren't there? I mean, the problem is for Harry Kane. If you're Tottenham and you want to cash in on Harry Kane, where does he go?
Well, I think Harry Kane's missed the boat now on like a big move. I know he's only 29. He'll be 30 by the end of the season. He's probably got one big move in him. But the problem is now, Daniel Levy obviously still rates him as £100 million striker. Do you know what I mean? Like going 30, and if you're signing someone to 4 to 5 years, he's not worth 100 million anymore. Like, no. The time for Harry Kane to go would have been, at the very latest, would have been the summer just gone, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But with the World Cup looming, he was never going to go. But I mean, Daniel Levy's either got to be realistic in the offers he's going to get, or Harry Kane fucking retires at Tottenham. Do you know what I mean? I don't, and like you said, I don't see what team would come in for him now, or even what team would. I don't know what team need a number nine. I don't know what team would be willing to spend that kind of money, but also would suit Harry Kane's style.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? There's not many out there, mate.
You're getting to a very few select teams, aren't you, really? They are.
But all of them have got number nines already, haven't they?
Yeah.
So,
One he never will go to, but it would be, could be a half decent fit, would be somewhere like Chelsea.
They're bursting for number nine, aren't they?
Yeah, but
is that a sideways step?
At the moment, I think it would be a sideways step. I don't see anyone there in a rebuild again. I feel like Tottenham are going to be in a rebuild in this year or next year with Kante probably fucking going or whatever.
If I'm Kane, mate, and Chelsea's the only offer on the table, I'm staying at Spurs.
Yeah. Because all you're going to do is
rate Spurs. It's...
You're going to burn anything you've got, your reputation, anyway. Look, he wanted to go to Man City a couple of years ago, and
that's dead now.
That never happened, and that is never going to fucking happen again with Haaland being there.
No. Unless Haaland has like a double leg break or like a career-ending injury or fucking something mental. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like that is now completely 100% dead. It's never happening. Do you know what I mean?
Unless fucking Barcelona are struggling. I don't think they're going to be around next couple of years. They can't afford anything.
Real Madrid, yeah, you have Benzema. Do you think they'll get liquidated?
Oh, no, they're too big. They're too big. It's a bit like when Chelsea had all their issues. It was like, it means too much to the community and the larger area. For Barcelona, imagine that, but Barcelona fucking Lona, the whole city is built around it.
I just had a look. Lewandowski is 34 years old. He'll be 35 come August.
Yeah, but they won't pay the money, will they, over there?
Well, not even that as well, mate. With the greatest respect, if he's playing in La Liga, it's a pony league anyway. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he'll be able to fucking stat pad the piss out of his fucking stats until he's about 38. Do you know what I mean?
He could potentially go to somewhere like Real Madrid, but Benzema's 34 as well.
I don't see him going to Madrid, mate.
But they're the only kind of places. I mean, AC Milan are fucked.
Juve, I don't see him going anywhere.
And this is the issue. When you get to that stage, you are really limited in your selection choices.
He's got to be looking at himself thinking it's over now. Do you know what I mean?
It'd be interesting to see, because you guys like an aged striker, and I know this is probably a backward step for him, but somewhere like United would be crying out for him. He wouldn't be crying out for them.
Wouldn't be. Number nine who doesn't stay in the number nine position. No thanks. Fuck that.
Well, you got a number nine who is fucking off to the Far East. So, or Middle East.
200 million a year, mind.
Mate. So, if you haven't heard about that, they're on about Ronaldo going to... Where was it?
I'm not even going to touch the pronunciation with a fucking barge pole, mate.
So going, I think it was to the Saudi League, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's far away.
And basically being on 200 million a year, getting image rights and that sort of stuff, so you can resell all that stuff, basically just raking in the money for a year or two. 200 million a year.
I thought the 200 mil though was based on sponsorships and all that kind of stuff as well. I don't think it's a 200 mil salary.
I mean, yeah, but if you're bringing in Ronaldo,
still killing it, do you know what I mean? But
so I know someone who was selling like sports product over there, like equivalent of like MyProtein. And sometimes in the Middle East countries.
Shit, by the way.
MyProtein, you're on about, not my mate's company, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I've had massive beef with fucking MyProtein the last four deliveries, mate. Fucking hell. The second I find a decent tasting protein, they're gone. 100%, mate. Sick of it. But yeah, go on.
But yeah, apparently they just buy stuff in so much bulk and like they're sending over like massive containers over there, like just full of product, and it's for like 10 blokes, and they're like, madness. Yeah, we'll just, when it all goes off, we'll just buy another load anyway, we just won't use it. But like money is not an issue at all. So them having sponsorship deals, a bit like how Etihad sponsored the fucking Man City stadium for £5 billion or whatever the fuck it was, there's going to be dodgy stuff going on. And
it's not even real money though, is it? Do you know what I mean? Like, with the greatest respect,
no. But yeah, so I don't think there's going to be any issue for that. It depends if he wants to go over there, and I mean, he should be going to the US or something like that shortly.
Hey, with the greatest respect, right? If he's, I don't want to make the whole thing about fucking Ronaldo, right? But if he's throwing his toys out the pram because he's not playing Champions League football at Man United, then he's not going to go across there, is he? Even if it is like for all that money, he wasn't exactly earning shit money at United. You know what I mean? So
it's crazy, but he's the same one as Kane, who takes him. I mean, you can't.
No.
Teams just can't afford him at the moment.
No. Harry Kane is only two goals behind Wayne Rooney, by the way. I'm looking at it now, and I thought he was three. But yeah, that fucking breaks me, I won't lie.
Yeah, so we'll do that this year.
To be fair to Harry Kane, right? Give him some shit because he's apparently a tap-in merchant, but there we go. So Wazza had 120 caps for England with 53 goals. Harry Kane's got 51 goals in only 78. That is a joke, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know he's stat padding when he scores like four against Panama or whatever. Do you know what I mean? But even still, like that is a piss take, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? That's fucking, that is madness. you won't see anybody fucking put those stats up again. What's Shearer? Shearer was 30 and 63. That's one for two. Owen was 40 and 89. That's what I'm saying, mate. And then you're going far down the list then. Crouchy. Crouchy was 22 and 42, mate.
I think Crouchy is like the best 90 minutes non-penalties out there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Scored per goal per 90 minutes with no penalties. And no free kicks or anything like that. No set pieces.
Mate, whoever Tommy Taylor is, he's killing it. 16 goals in 19 appearances. What a boy. Yeah, there we go. Thing is, mate, we'll get the Senegal game, won't we? Do you know what I mean? Like, so he's got another chance to break the record there. If we get drawn against France, I do think we're out.
Yeah, no, so that is the route through now. So it goes Senegal,
yeah,
France, or whoever fucking France play. I mean, if you're beating France, you're beating fucking England, didn't you?
You need to hope that, well, this is it. You need to hope that France have like, what was it, 2010? When the whole team had a complete fucking meltdown. So you just need to hope that they all just go ballistic. But on the back of winning the World Cup recently, it doesn't seem likely, does it?
No.
Do you know what I mean? So,
I mean, they lost today, but they made 9 changes.
Oh, mate, they were playing Camavinga at left back.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? They weren't fucking about it.
The only player that I actually recognised on the pitch was Camavinga and Rafa Varane. Every other player, I couldn't tell you who it was.
Yeah. What is crazy, though, if you look at some of the teams at the moment, some of the standings for the next couple of days, it's going to be fucking mental. So tomorrow is going to be a big day because Group E play, and that's Spain, Japan, Costa Rica and Germany sat at the bottom.
Yeah. Mate, that's a good... I'll tell you what, right? That... Tomorrow night's games, I don't know what match I'm going to watch.
Japan need to get a draw. That's all they need to do. I'm so hoping Japan get a draw.
It's all order against Spain, though, man.
Yeah, but so hopefully Spain just rest, though, like a bit like France. They've won it. Do you know what I mean?
So they'd have to get a draw, and then Germany would have to win by at least two.
Or Costa Rica could even come through still.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
So that's still wide open. And then
so if both games were to draw, then Japan would go through, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
On goal difference.
And then
I'm going to watch the Spain-Japan game, I reckon.
And then I think as well, you've got the Croatia, Monaco, Belgium, Canada. Any of those three could go through. So Croatia, Monaco, Belgium. Monaco have got Canada, Belgium got Croatia.
I owe Belgium go out, mate. They've been shit. They didn't even deserve the 3 points they got against Canada. They were fucking awful, mate. They don't deserve to go through.
So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, you've got Uruguay potentially going out. Because they're fucking bottom of their table. And it's just like, Jesus Christ.
Everybody had them pinned as dark horses, didn't they, Uruguay? And mate, they're in some serious fucking doo doo. You know what I mean?
You can see some big teams falling away.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. If we beat France, mate, fucking this could happen. This could happen, mate.
The problem is,
it won't happen with Mason Mount fucking playing, but mate, it could happen.
There's so many draws. The problem is, it's a shit one to win, isn't it? I don't know why. It's just a shit. Like, it's always going to be if you win.
I don't care. I don't care, mate.
Yeah, but you won. The Qatar won. Do you know what I mean?
I can't have my son get into fucking 40 years old and I'm on my frigging deathbed, right? And I haven't seen England win a major competition yet. That can't be happening, mate. I'm sorry. I can't be dealing with that bollocks.
But yeah.
We need to win something. We need to fucking do it soon, mate. Because like we said the other day, once Kane does fuck off, we don't have a number nine. I don't see who's going to fucking step in as number nine anywhere.
It's going to be a few years. We're going to go back through that build-up that a lot of teams have had to go through at the moment.
Put golden boot winner Marcus Rashford straight in there. What?
He's joint, any at the moment.
He's joint with Ener Valencia.
Mbappe.
Mbappe. And there's one more. I can't think. World Cup goal scorers. Let's type that in. I want to say it's Richarlison, but there's a part of me that thinks he's only on two.
Gakpo, whatever his name is.
Gakpo, Cody Gakpo. There you go. He's a fucking player as well, mind. Jesus Christ. he's playing like old James Rodriguez was years ago. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously come out of nowhere and just gets himself a transfer in January.
Who said that? Didn't Alex Ferguson say you should never sign someone off the back of a World Cup?
Yeah, well, look at James at Real Madrid. Yeah. They had four games for Colombia or five games for Colombia or whatever. Real Madrid signed him. Fucking terrible signing.
Well, probably even bigger from that Colombia team. Carlos Sanchez came to Villa that year as well.
Crab man.
The slowest man in the world.
Oh, Mr. Turtle. What a joke, mate. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, nice head of hair. Fucking too bad he can't fucking knock a ball 5 yards, but there we go. So yeah, we've got some naughty, spicy games of football coming up, haven't we?
Mate, it's gonna be a good few days of football. And then we jump straight into that round of 16.
We're not fucking about, are we? Do you know what I mean? Look, fuck, just look at it now, Friday, Saturday's games on as well. Yeah, they're straight back in. Jesus Christ, they're not messing around. So is there games on every single day now then?
So there's games on every single day till Tuesday.
Yes.
And then you have Wednesday, Thursday off. Mm. Then it's Friday, Saturday.
Oh, this is naughty, mate.
And then it's Tuesday, Wednesday, then it's a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then it's a Saturday, then a Sunday. It's third place.
This is naughty. Yeah, and our game's Sunday as well, so that'd be perfect. I'll go and play football, come back. I don't think I'll even have time to shower. We sitting there sweaty as fuck on the sofa. Moist.
Sexy.
So gross, isn't it? Yeah. Great crack. There you go, mate. It's all good. Mate, fucking what a great time to be alive, eh?
Do you know what? Do you know we were talking the other day about fucking games being on at 10 o'clock in the morning and stuff like that?
Mm.
Australia played today at, It must have been 4 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, it was 3 a.m. for them.
Wow.
Mate, and the images, if you haven't seen it,
so we've got no room to be bitching.
Go look up on Twitter. Mate, it's like a street. It looks like, do you know when the parks in London get packed out? It's like Trafalgar Square gets packed out and everyone's watching on a big screen. It's like that, but it's pitch black.
And that's madness.
They win, final whistle goes, and the flares start going up. It looks like fucking apocalypse, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So, yeah, that's fucking dedication.
A bit of breaking news, by the way. Ben White, you heard about him?
Yeah, he's gone home, hasn't he, for personal reasons. Yeah.
What happens then? Do we get to call up a replacement? Or is that him done and dusted?
No, that's him done and dusted now. You get a replacement up till like the first game, I think, and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you know what'll happen, isn't it? Fucking like someone will be playing shit and then Gareth Southgate will be like, look, mate, just say you've got to go on for personal reasons. We'll call someone else up.
I suppose the personal reason could be that he thinks Gareth Southgate's a cunt and he's still living, so...
I'm fucking wasting my time out here. You're not going to play me. Stop fucking me about. Just let me go home.
It's quite interesting, though. The other day that they were talking about how loads and loads of people were calling for Southgate's head. I mean, we call for it all the fucking time, so it makes no difference.
Oh, I still want him gone, mate.
But loads of people were calling for it after the America game, and now you hear fuck all about it because we qualified. It was like, no, fucking... because we beat a shit Welsh team doesn't make it actually any better.
We weren't great against Wales, though.
They were I expected so much more from Wales.
You know what annoys me, right, with England, right, and United do this as well. They play with an incredible confidence, right, when they're a goal up, right, or when they're 2 goals up, when the game's fucking done and dusted. But getting to that point, right, is so fucking difficult, and it's so laborious, and you sit there and you're just like, oh, well, you just play with some fucking confidence. But once the ball's in the back of the net, then we're mint. Do you know what I mean? But actually getting there is the most frustrating shit. Like, watching England before the goal went in, and then obviously the quick one right afterwards, was painful, mate. We didn't look good against Wales at all, mate. I don't give two fucks what anyone fucking says. And America was the same thing. It was just that for 90 minutes. We just struggled. Do you know what I mean?
The first half, there was one opportunity for England, I think, and that was Rashford through on goal, and he should have done better with it.
Mate, Rashford should have had 5 last night, mind.
But, that was it. And we were playing against the Welsh side, who just weren't offering anything going forward.
No, although I am glad that Mane is not playing for Senegal. Is he? He's still injured, isn't he? Surely.
Yeah.
Thank God. Don't need him fucking Don't need him running at Maguire. Fucking hell. That'd be absolute rest in peace. Game over, mate. Is a little a switcheroo. Did you see the guy on This Morning?
No, why would I watch some guy on This Morning?
I didn't watch it either, but it came up on my feed, right?
I know I'm in a point, Jay, but fucking hell.
I'm going to show you on the camera in a minute. Right, for a sec. So they got this guy on the morning of the England-Wales game, right, to talk, obviously, about the fixture, blah, 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 all this bullshit, right? Someone has absolutely two-footed him, right, and has suggested that he wears a half-and-half England and Wales football top.
Oh, what?
Right? So not only has somebody spent £80 on an England top and whatever the Welsh top will be, which wouldn't be far off, and then stitched the two cans together, someone has either bullied him into going on TV or genuinely convinced him that it was a fantastic idea. And I don't know who I feel more sorry for, him or his family members that have to live through this bollocks, right? Are you ready for this on the camera?
Yeah, go on. Oh, no.
What in the hell is that?
They've had to, as well, take the Welsh badge off and reattach it to...
It's poor, isn't it?
Mate, that's sure. Do you know what? There's a place completely... This is completely sidetracked. In Ireland, you can buy half and half Gaelic tops.
So my family's from Cork, and he was marrying a girl from Kerry. And Cork and Kerry are like Man United, Liverpool. They hate each other. And at the wedding, my family gifted her the half and half Cork and Kerry. Cause obviously, they get married. But that is like a fucking...
It's a thing.
It's like, fair enough, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, you grow up having your club or your area, and then... When you have your kids, they are in that area. So if you move, your kids are in a completely different area. Fucking as it is, mate. It's crazy.
Who's decided to put him on TV wearing that, though?
Oh, just don't.
Just it's don't. Not good, is it? It's not a good look.
Do you know what? So that kind of reminds me also of the random thing. Family, big rugby fans.
Mm.
So when I was younger, it always used to be like, mum wanted to support Ireland, dad wanted to support England. And then they're like, who are you supporting, Sam? And so my answer would always be, who's cooking dinner?
Yeah, genuine.
And it was like, if my dad was cooking, well, I would support England. If my mum was cooking, I would support Ireland. And it was all just about the portion sizes, baby.
We're going to have that in our house. Like, Jane's already doing it already. Like, Shark's mum, she's already, like, fucking putting him in, like, Welsh rugby tops and, like, making him wear, like, Wales, all this bullshit, blah, blah, blah. And Charlotte's like, I'm going to raise our son to speak Welsh. And I said, all right, go on. He's never going to use it. You know, you're the only person that I know that actually uses the fucking language. Do you know what I mean? But in the end of the day, you can't tell kids what to feel. Like, if they go to school and he goes in a Welsh top, right, he's getting battered straight away. Like, do you know what I mean? And if all the kids at school are buzzing in England tops, he's wearing an England top. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it might change when he's a bit older and he's got a bit about himself and he can stick up for himself a bit. But, mate, if he feels English, he feels English. Like, as you know, all my family's Irish. Like, all of them. I was born in England. I class myself English. Like, this is where my home is. Like, Ireland's a secondary home, but it's not my home. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I always find that mental when the Irish talk about Declan Rice, Rooney and Grealish being like, oh yeah, they came through like under-16s, under-17s or whatever when they weren't getting a sniff at England. And then when they were good enough, they went back to England and played. But you would. I mean, I wouldn't play for Ireland. Because I'm English.
The only reason anybody will play for this is going to be disrespectful now, but the only reason anybody does, right, is because they know they're not getting an England team.
Yeah.
Why do you think Wilfred Zaha fucking doesn't play for England?
Yeah, exactly.
He knows for a fact he's not going to play. Why do you think Matty Cash plays for Poland? Right?
Do you know what we could actually probably do with Matty Cash at the moment as well, which is fucking annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, we could, to be honest. Especially considering Ben White was our floater between centre back and right back, and now he's fucked off home. Fuck's sake, where's that whole City right back that was unavailable?
Yeah, fucking hell, mate.
Is he available now? Get him involved then. Fuck's sake. Both games are 2-0. Breaking. Both games are 2-0. Just checked it now. So Argentina are going through then. So, yeah.
And it looks like Poland still?
Yes. Yeah. Goal difference is 0-0. So that will go down to...
Goal scored, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. But then the argument you make is you conceded the same. Like,
yeah, but they want to. It's to make it more entertainment, right? So they go for goals for which they're
Why
both
don't
on
just
two.
Have a playoff then?
So they're both on two anyway. So it's fucking. Oh, I don't know. Fuck those.
I do think it goes down to World Cup goal difference groups. See what comes up. That's not a very good sentence, is it? Here we go. Oh, fuck off, will you? I missed the time, right, where I didn't have to tell my phone that I'm okay with you having cookies. Fucking does my head in. Right. How are teams that finish level on points sorted? Just quickly, look at that Grinch hoodie. What? Anyway, yeah. Right. Teams that finish level on points and then following criteria. It's a following criteria. Points obtained in the group, obviously. Goal difference, obviously. Number of goals scored in all group matches. Yeah. Are they the same, are they?
Yeah, they're the same at the moment.
Points obtained in the matches played between the teams level on points. So what was their result then?
Let me have a
look. They played each other. Imagine if it was 1-1.
Nil-nil.
Fuck off, was it?
No, yeah. Mexico, it was the first one. It was 0-0.
Goal difference in the matches played between the teams level on points. Goal? Am I being a retard? And I'm not.
Number of goals. Wait. Goal difference goal in the matches played between the teams matches. Level on points.
Goal difference in the matches played between. Okay.
Oh, wait. No. So number four was the points obtained. So because they drew, it was 1-1. As they both got 1 point, so that makes no difference. Yeah. Goal difference in the matches played, it was 0-0, so that makes no difference.
So that makes no difference either. So they're both the same point, essentially. Yeah.
Fair play points. It then goes down to fair play points.
In the matches,
so it's going to go down to like yellow cards.
Yeah, it is. Oh my God.
Jesus wept. Imagine if he went off on yellow cards.
4, 5, and 6, right? Are redundant points, right? Because if they draw, do you know what I mean? Like,
so you get minus back one now. For a yellow card, minus three for a red card from a second yellow, minus
yellow,
four
essentially.
For red cards.
A straight red, yeah.
Yellow card and later a direct red card, minus five.
Yeah.
What the fuck does
so
that
if
mean?
You get a book in and then you do an actual like red card offence, that is red.
Oh, that's going to be confusing as fuck. Thankfully, guys, if you're listening to this, they would have solved this by now. So we don't have to.
Yeah,
we're talking about
it.
It's completely redundant conversation.
It's mad, though. It is mad. That can't be the way they're sorting it.
It'll have to be. You can't put them head to head, can you? You can't do a game against each other.
There's 9 minutes. But then it could go down to corners, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's attacking football, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Or you can go down to shots on target. You can go down to something other than fucking booking points. Mate, imagine, right, if you don't go through, right, because Fred got a booking.
Oh, imagine.
You'd hate him even more. Do you know what I mean? Or if Luke Shaw, that's it, get rid of him, done. Do you know what I mean? Like, but there's only 9 minutes left.
So at the moment, Poland will go through on fair play points.
Is it?
Yeah, so they would go through. So Poland have had 5 and Mexico have had 7.
Oh, what a joke. Oh,
what a piss take.
This is madness. Like you said, by the time this is all out...
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you'll know what the crack is.
Because Mexico would have scored in the 20th minute of extra time. It makes no fucking difference.
Oh, mate, it's a joke. Here's a quick one as well. In France's group... How have Denmark ended up complete rock bottom and Australia have gone through with fucking 6 points?
Mate, they are as flat as Ericsson's heart rate in fucking Russia.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? They are fucking dire.
I'd like to take this moment to distance myself away from that comment as much as possible. I do not want to be associated with that at all.
Mate. It's right, he's alive, isn't it? So it doesn't make the difference.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So I mean, if he's dead, dodgy jokes.
I can't believe Denmark were that bad, mate.
All right, so what do you think that is? Do you think it's the fact that a lot of European teams and stuff like that, and a lot of teams anyway, have only had a week to prepare? Do you think it's just a levelling now happening, a natural levelling? Because a lot of teams like Argentina, obviously Uruguay, have struggled as well.
Yeah.
Or do you think that it's just the time of year and it is just a little bit of a factor playing in?
I don't know if it's any of that. I think a lot of it is football is in a much, much better place now than it was, say, even 6 years ago. Do you know what I mean? Like when you think of the actual, not just like the competitive aspect, but like players are much fitter. Do you know what I mean? Like there's much more
better looking
basis.
Mean, yeah.
Yeah, there's much more basis on analysis, stats, set pieces. Do you know what I mean? I think teams are. They've got information that's a lot more readily available to them than they would have been, say, in the 90s. Do you know what I mean? Like, so say, for example, you got someone like Australia, they got a catalogue of information that they can pull up about Denmark just in the last tournament, because they went to the quarterfinals, didn't they? And obviously, like, in the Euros, it'd be difficult for Denmark to get any fucking, like, real data on Australia. Do you know what I mean? Like, it'd be very difficult to try and sit there and say, like, how are they going to play against a team that are going to attack them? Whereas, like, Denmark, then they've got fucking information, like, at their fingertips. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot easier. And, like, yeah, I think football's in a much better space nowadays than, you know, it was, like I said, six to 10 years ago. Shit teams aren't shit anymore. Oh, Wales. But like fucking shit teams are still, or what you would quote unquote shit teams, they're still difficult fucking teams to get past now. Do you know what I mean? Like, and yeah, football's in a good place, mate. It's in a really good place. I don't think there's many teams that you'd look at and say, yeah, it's an easy game. Like, you'd rattle them. I mean, like, it's different when you've got someone like Spain, like, killing fucking Costa Rica 7-0.
But then Costa Rica come back the next game and fucking do Germany.
That's madness. Germany are in a shit state though, mate. They have been for the last fucking 6-7 years now. They were struggling. They were struggling against Spain, actually. And I don't think Spain even got into second gear against Germany, to be totally honest. But sitting there watching it, and Charlotte said to me, "Aren't Germany really good?" And I was like, "Germany haven't been good for ages. They've been fucking they haven't had a centre forward since friggin' Miroslav Klose left." Do you know what I mean? Like an actual number nine, I mean. Do you know what I mean? Like they play with a number 10 / a right forward, and they just put him into centre forward, and they expect him to do a job. Like, Germany haven't been good for ages. They really struggle without a number nine, and you're seeing that now. Do you know what I mean?
I think you always remember the big results, don't you? Like, what was it, like 7-2 against
Brazil, didn't they? Yeah.
But that's 8 years ago, man. It's fucking crazy when you think about that.
No. I did love that, though.
Yeah. Is it 8 years or is... Yeah, no, it is 8 years, isn't it?
It was a long time ago, mate. Yeah. 2014, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy how time flies.
I know. It's not good, mate. Blinken will be 40. All joking aside, right? It will be. Kids will be in school. We'll be 40 years old.
If I breathe in, I'll be 40 stone, so...
Still doing this podcast, episode 346.
Me and you just sat here going, yeah, so I fuck him. So Southgate and Harry Kane are still...
Harry Kane's still not broke Wayne Rooney's record, but he's still getting games.
Why does that always happen as well? Like, he's flown up. Like you said, he's absolutely flown up. And then it feels like he's been just behind Wayne Rooney for absolutely fucking ages.
Yeah.
But it seems that always happens that way.
When you're stat padding against Panama, right, and you're bagging four goals, right, even when you're five or six goals behind, you need to, like, the opponents need to talk about it, because you might bag five today. Do you know what I mean? Like, because you're playing against fucking, like, pony teams.
Mate, it's absolutely crazy. I think... Look, he will break it.
Even getting close in this tournament, mate. I don't think he scores in this tournament.
Oh, imagine that. Yeah, that's a fuck.
He
was golden boot in Russia, right?
Oh, yeah, but fucking, like... I mean, he got five, didn't he? Three of them were penalties. And that's not me bullshitting, like three of them were pens. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
but imagine if he goes from golden boot in one World Cup to 4 years later not getting fuck all. I mean, Rashford like scored him in the Euros.
Mate, told you already. Marcus Rashford, golden boot. It's happening. It is happening.
Mate, 100%, it well could. It well could.
Well, so I said, he's got two games essentially, hasn't he? Like, if we beat Senegal, he's then got... We're not getting past France, mate. We're really not.
No.
I'd love to eat my words. I would love to eat my words, but Mate, it's not happening. It's really not. I think, and to go back and quickly review our favourites for who we think is going to win, mate, Spain looked deadly. Like, I know they rattled Costa Rica, but like I said, they didn't even get out of first gear against Germany, and they never really looked like they were in trouble. And even when they conceded, they controlled the pace of the game. They were fucking nice and easy. They knew they were on easy street, mate. They were fucking sound with it.
This might sound really stupid, but like, I feel like Spain, I can't remember Spain being this good. They didn't have a fucking striker at Euros.
When you say you can't remember them being this good, do you mean ever?
No. I mean like this current. No. What do you mean when they won everything? And basically dominated for about fucking 8 years. No. I can't remember. I mean in this squad, this literal squad of players.
I hate Spain for that exact reason. They were fucking mint. They were kill. Yeah, I don't know. They've kind of come out a bit out of nowhere, haven't they? Do you know what I mean? Because they weren't even in the favourites for winning it. When you looked at it, the first three favourites, first four favourites, sorry, were Brazil, Argentina, France, then England. Like, Spain weren't even in the top four. Like, how the fuck were we ahead of frigging Spain? I'm going to have a look now, actually, see what the outrights are saying. It'd be a little bit skewed because there's... some teams are through and some teams aren't they? So look, World Cup 22. Even still, Brazil 9-4, Argentina 11-2, France 11-2, England 15-2, Spain 15-2. So we're on the same odds as Spain, and Spain look fucking incredible. Interesting. Let's go World Cup.
Wait. We need Poland. We want Poland to get two more yellow cards. Then FIFA just have to draw a lot and it goes. They literally just pick a name out of their hat.
Oh, they pick the name out. Imagine that. Can you imagine? I mean, they're in the 93rd minute, so they got another 10 minutes of football. So they got plenty of time. Where is it? I'm trying to find... top goal scorer for the tournament. Well, that's not giving me it. Oh, excuse me. Anyway. That's about it, isn't it? We haven't really got anything else to say, have we?
No, I mean, we jumped on.
We're going to wait out these last 2 or 3 minutes and see what's happening.
Well, our listeners are probably waiting on the edge of their seat to know what happened yesterday.
They've had a social media blackout. Here you go, look. Poland advancing on fair play points. So we are down to fair play points as Poland and Mexico are level on points, level on goal difference, level on head-to-head, and level on goals scored. It means, as things stand, Poland will qualify in second by virtue of having fewer yellow cards unless there is another twist. Poland have had 5 to Mexico's 7. If it's level at full time, we'll be drawing lots of chaos.
And I think they both have 7 minutes of extra time as well.
What happens if Matty Cash gets sent off then?
Wait, hold on.
Fuck's sake, I'm putting that in the football chat. That's a joke. Are you watching the game?
I just put on the Poland game and it's got the Mexico fucking commentary on it.
Hey?
That's weird.
What, like a shit fan zone?
No. Yeah. No, fucking hell. I think Mexico just had a fucking free kick as well.
Imagine. Jeez. Oh, what a joke.
Jeez Louise, baby.
Yeah.
This is the most exciting thing happening in the World Cup, this year. And me and you sat chatting about it whilst not even watching it.
We're waiting for it, mate, on a podcast.
That's going to come out tomorrow, so everyone's going to know before we even get to it. Everyone's sat there for the last 20 minutes going, when the fuck are they still talking about this? This is over.
The joke is, right, we both could have wrapped this up, signed off, right, went downstairs and watched it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. Whatever.
All right, let's see. We got 5 minutes to film, mate.
Are we actually going to wait it out?
Nah, fuck this. This is getting fucking dire, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Snaps. Sweet.
What do you think for the next record then? So if we're doing Sunday, aren't we? Let me look at my diary quickly. If we're playing Sunday. I think we could do a Monday record, couldn't we? How's Monday for you?
Same as every other day, mate.
I don't know why I bothered asking that. There's Monday work. Every day works. Stop picking on me.
So we could always do it on Tuesday.
I'm in Trowbridge for the whole week, Kushti.
And so we could do Tuesday, and then we can talk about what's happening on the quarterfinals. So we could do like a review of all of the round 16.
They'll all be played by then, won't they?
Yeah, Tuesday night's the last one, so we'll do Tuesday night match updates for it.
We can do it breaking news.
Breaking news. Happy days.
Let's do that then, mate. Let's do Tuesday, and I'll tell her downstairs. I'll tell her straight away. Sweet. Listen, you fucking big-breasted woman.
I'm doing a recording Tuesday.
Yeah, dude. I didn't want to be too fucking misogynistic.
Look, you slag.
You fucking can. Right. Hey, Ned. I haven't got the C-bomb for ages, mind. Right.
I know, you're doing really well.
Oh, actually, as well, I was listening to it back, a bit of quality control.
There we go.
Two-prong question to your dad, right?
He doesn't listen anymore.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say, just say to him, you still listen to the podcast? And if his answer is yes, right, then say to him, do you think I swear more than Jason, right?
Oh, do you think I swear? I think I swear more than you.
I think I'm either deaf to my own swearing, which I know I am anyway. Like, when I talk, I don't hear myself swear. And then someone goes, oh, you swear quite a lot. And I'm like, oh, do I? But when I listen to the podcast back, I think
I swear
more than I do me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so I swear more than you, but you use like the C word and stuff like that a lot more than I do.
Yeah, sounds. I'm going to take that to the bank. Next time someone starts giving me grief, I'm going to say, hold on, you want to hear my mate Sam? He's a prolific swearer. It's disgusting. Shut up, has that been a goal? No.
That's a goal. Who? That's a goal.
Breaking. Don't tell me.
News,
wait there.
People. Wait breaking there. News. There's a goal.
Look myself. Wait there. There's not been a goal. Saudi Arabia. Oh, my God. What is going on? Unbelievable. So Poland definitely going through there. What happens if Mexico score now? If Mexico score now, they go through because they've got more goals.
Yes.
Come on, Mexico.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, mate. Why are we still on the bar? It's 96 minutes. That is absolutely incredible. Mexico hearts broken. Saudi Arabia come forward on a rare attack. So they have been getting killed then. A neat 1-2 before cool slide. Oh, fuck's sake. It's game over, isn't it? Poland are going through on goal difference. Kush date. Right, sounds. Wrap this up then, mate.
Sweet. All right. Wait, hold on. Let me stop because I've got the actual commentary going on in my ear. Hey, thank you guys for listening. Sorry, this has just been a bit of a fucking mad one. We've just been watching football and talking about it, give you updates about a game that happened yesterday before you even listened to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I'd be surprised. But thumbs up, like us, subscribe, share with your mates. When the Premier League's back, we'll be back to fucking our normal stuff, really. But
our normal shite. Yeah, we're mainly just doing this for a bit of filler, aren't we, Joe? Yeah. A bit of a crack for us, you know what I mean? Like, and fucking putting a bit of content out there.
Yeah, we'll be back next week to do a bit of a review of the round of 16s.
Yes.
But anyway, sweet. Good luck, people. Bye.
Good luck. Good luck for what?
Life, mate, life. They might be job seekers like me.
And
they might have an interview, Jason.
Do you think about the things you say before you say them, or do you just let it roll out of your mouth? Because I'd say it's the latter.
Hey guys, Sam here again. Just want to say thank you so much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe and rate us. We will be back next week with another episode of the Farmers League podcast. Until then, adios.